Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
One's a former NFL star turned esports coach.
I was getting the stink eye from my wife. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing.
And one's a dad who can't stop playing Rocket League.
These kids these days, they're like, blah, 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 blah. We're used to jump.
Together, they welcome you to Amon Green's Gamers Lounge.
Welcome into Amon Green's Gamers Lounge. I'm your host, Amon Green, along with my co-host, my man John Audius, there to your right. How you doing, John?
What's up, Amon? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good, man. Just trying to get my bearings in order here, because since last week, we started at Lakeland doing our fundraising effort, which we work concession stands at, what is it, Brewers Field, AmFam Field.
American Family Field.
American Family Field. And it's been a great experience, but man, when I say work and like it's on that, it's, you know, you've been on that roller coaster ride where you get on it and it kind of goes, well, most of them go, you know, tick, 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 and then boom, you drop and then you go real fast.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what, since Monday was our first game, first game that we worked with the NPO program at Brewer Stadium. And Packer, every pro team has this, where if you a nonprofit or even I think for profit too, but you want to earn some money on the side for your company or the nonprofit organization, you just go on their website and you fill out the information and they basically give you all the training, which you would get if you're getting hired as an employer or employee, you know, if you're going to work in the concession stands, you know, work or, you know, learn about being hygienic around food as you're serving it, how to be professional, please and thank you. You know, working at a restaurant, it's basically working at, it's like restaurant etiquette type rules and stuff going on.
So how's that work? Do you get a portion of those sales or how does, that's awesome.
So how it works is basically our work, you know, say we're basically employees, but the money, obviously the check comes out to Lakeland University Esports. So yeah, that's how it works. So you basically not getting it directly to your bank account. You're going into whatever profit or nonprofit organization you're working for, basically.
See, what were you selling? What food were you dishing out?
I'm the chef. I've been in the kitchen. Okay. I've been cooking it like Steph Curry right now. Chef Curry. We got brats. We got all beef, Vienna beef. We got all Vienna beef, all beef hot dog, Italian and Polish. So what's that? Italian, all beef dogs. Polish.
It's like the whole, like on the sausage race. You had all of them.
Bratwurst. Yes, it's the race around. Yeah. which I saw one for the first time in a while when I actually took my first break yesterday, a 10-minute break. So we have a tipsy brat. We have an ultimate brat. We have a tipsy Polish, which it has
beer,
apricot, apple, kraut, sauerkraut.
Okay.
Apple sauerkraut with, I think it has beer or something in it. And then the onions has bourbon onions, something like that. So yeah, it's pretty.
That sounds amazing.
Good. And then we have this breakfast sandwich. It's called a chorizo sausage breakfast sandwich. What's up, Matt Max? How you doing? And so the chorizo breakfast sandwich has an egg, cheese, and three strips of chorizo sausage bacon or bacon, so, you know, chorizo bacon, which is, I had it for lunch or I had it for my brunch break. It's delicious. I made that it myself. Amazing. And so, yeah.
So you were at the stand. So were you at the stands being like, hot dogs here? Like one of those.
See, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I was going to be peanuts. Got your peanuts here.
Peanuts?
Boom, you know, where you throw it at people. Boom, there you go. I thought we were going to be doing that. But no, so it was myself and yesterday. So day one, we only had four players. We had four total of us. So me and three players. We've had a few players that couldn't make it, last minute cancels. And so it was a big difference. So we had me and three other kids. And myself and another kid worked in the kitchen. We were basically, I was the chef, and then he was prepare, you know, if it was mustard, onions, jalapenos, whatever goes on the hot dog, boom. You know, he was that person. He would finish off the product. and get it up on the warmer for everyone to eat, you know, their order or get it out to there. So that was the first part of it. So, but yeah, I'll let you get going with our, and now our show sponsor, Bet Online.
Yeah, that's right. Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments for the NBA playoffs. The Bucks are out.
Bucks are unfortunately gone. They were, and the Suns.
And the Suns.
If you're a Suns fan and Bucks fan.
So many cool game sevens that just ended in blowouts.
And hockey, too. A lot of the, hockey game sevens, too. Big games, big teams leaving.
So I think I'm okay with whoever comes out of the West, by the way. If Steph Curry's out there, I'm watching. If Luka's out there, I'm watching.
Yeah, he's balling.
Yeah. I just don't want the Celtics or the Heat. They're not. Why do I want Jimmy Butler? Sorry, Marquette fans. Why do I want Jimmy Butler to be an NBA champ? You know, I don't want Jason Tatum. He just knocked out my Bucks. You would I love to see Steph Curry? I have the Steph Curry rookie. So would I love to see that legacy? Yes. I want to see that legacy. Luka, I got the rookie. But I want to see that legacy? Yes. Maybe it's because I just sold all the rookies. Like, I sold my Tatum rookie. Anyway, I'm getting off track.
Yeah.
You can find all the latest odds, Major League Baseball 2, fights, and NFL futures. Bet Online is your continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and the fan-favorite Vegas casino and poker games. And it's really easy to get started. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's spelled B-L-E-A-V, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So just, you know, make a big first deposit. Bet Online, where the games start.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're doing what normal fans do. They hate the team that beat their team and celebrate the team that, I guess that's trying to go down after that. So
it's probably, honestly, it has a lot to do with my sports cards. I sold my Tatum rookie. I sold my Tatum rookie, so I get nothing out of that. I sold all my Tyler Hero rookies, so I get nothing out of that. But right. I'm holding Luka and I'm holding Steph Curry.
Yeah, you better hold both of them.
Well, I'm gonna hold Steph Curry till he's like 70.
Because he's balling right now. He's been balling in a great career, you know. I did, and so between, you know, getting started at Brewers, like I said, it was a car wash without the car. You know, if you ever walk through a car, I don't know if I've seen people do it for fun, but walking through a car wash without the vehicle was like my first night at Brewer Stadium in the concessions kitchen. But I grill all the time, you know, as a family thing on the 4th of July or on a nice weekend. And so I went right to it. But just as a, you know, as I think as a gamer, you know, first day I had the grill set up where it was had the, you know, the brats all separated, but I had bigger pans. So the next overnight, I like dreamt about it. Was like having these thoughts, like, I got to be more efficient. I got to get better because we got behind. We were totally behind because we were behind people. We only had four. And so what's up, JFK? How you doing, Joseph? The voice good. What's good with you? So I got, you know, woke up in the morning and said, all right, I got it. Boom. So I put the brats and the sausage all in different smaller containers on the other grill as they keep warm once you cook them with water, boom. And then it came up more efficient. And then yesterday we came in. It was like that, you know, when you play a game, you kind of get beat up on the game. You're like, I don't like this game. This game sucks. But you know what? I'm going to keep playing. And I didn't say, you know, like, I liked it. I didn't like, you know, the whole experience. I was just saying, like, what a gamer would say, not me. Because I like cooking. And so I got in there, I put out the pans, put the water in, like all got prepped up, and then boom. So we only got behind once, I think for like maybe 5 minutes. We're a little low on the all beef dogs. So the all beef dogs and brats, people in Milwaukee love them. Oh my God. They're like the number one, number two seller. It's crazy. So found that out in the first 2 days of working a nonprofit. They call it NPO concessions at Brewer Stadium. But then before all that, before I basically got my brain wrecked out of my body and my body kind of flip-flop, over the weekend, I watched Surveillance. I watched episode one. We watched episode one of that with the TV show we're talking about, Apple Plus. Pretty
Severance, Severance.
Severance.
Yep.
I like it. I knew awesome. I would like it from the preview and your description too. But yeah, really seeing it was like, okay, I see where they're going with this. You know, I could see the problems, obviously, with this, but I could also see the benefit. But this is just right, interesting very interesting storytelling, you know, to tell something like this, because this is an idea that we, I know I've had, because I've, you know, I've dealt with, you know, football, dealt with stress, dealt with trying to separate those two things. So this is a TV show, if you ever thought about that process. And then I know Jordan Peele has a new movie coming out, horror movie. I'm geeked for that this summer. Just like all the Marvel movies, we got Thor coming out in July, but then Jordan Peele has, I think it's called Dope or Nope. I think it's called Nope.
Yeah.
I think you look it up. It looks scary. It looks good. It looks Jordan Peele on point. He's fire, yeah. As you
know. Nope.
Yeah, it's called Nope. I saw
July 22nd.
Keke Palmer's in it. I'm happy about that. I saw that. I was like, yes. And so by the end of the day, at the end of yesterday, I felt like I was the cook from that little app game called Cooking Dash or Diner Dash. You know, they were like, brats. You know how you, the air bubble pops up where it shows you what you got put on the warmer. That's what I feel like. All beef, brats, Italian, Polish. Okay, boom, boom, boom. I was like, on it. I was like, high okay. Score. I got this. High score, boom. Knocked it out second day. First day. That's what I felt like. So what's up with you, John? What went on between that last show to now?
Well, a couple of things. I did finish Moon Knight. I love it. I love Moon Knight a lot. Fantastic series. I don't want to give too much away in case you haven't seen it, but I'm sure a lot of people listening have already seen it. Allergies suck. That's my number two thing of the week.
I saw it in the rundown. I'm like, huh?
Allergies, oh, dude. Like, it just – every
congested up there.
Every year it happens, but it just – this week is when it took off, all the tree pollen and everything. I think I'm allergic to tree pollen. Anyway – eyes, you like just want to rub your eyes out of your head because they itch so much. So I had to buy these eye drops, whatever. Allergies suck. Yes, hot sauce. You hear me. You feel my pain. You can't even go outside, Amon. I wear a mask outside.
And it's just not because it's not COVID related. It's
no, it's allergy. To stop my, like it's helped my nose, but then it all gets in my eyes. I wear sunglasses. I can't stop it. Oh, man. But you want to be outside. Anyway, allergies do suck. I agree, hot sauce. Yeah. What else has been going on? Oh, I've got my JohnCast podcast, live podcast tonight in Madison with former Badger volleyball player Dana Redke, and we're raising money for Journey Mental Health Center in Madison.
Nice.
So that's going to be awesome. I got that. That starts at 5 tonight, so I'm pretty pumped and
good luck. A little
anxious about that, you know, getting all the equipment there.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. That's just like setting up for this show. I mean, you know, you do it every week and I do it here at home. And, oh, man, it's like you got to like, are they going to have this or is it going to do I need this when I get there? Or do I, can I plug it? Where's the outlet at for power? Where is that going to be?
Thank you. And then you start thinking like, OK, checklist. Well, what do I need? What I need? And, you know, you're going to get there and you'll be like,
and you're going to forget something. You're going to always forget one thing. The only thing, the one thing about that one thing you fit, is it going to be of something really big thing or is it going to be something, you know what? I could live without it. It's going to be one of those two areas that you
can. And that's what you're hoping. You're hoping for the live without it.
Right. You're hoping that it's going to be something not too bad. It's like, okay. Or they might have it, you know, you'd be like, all right, do you have one of these laying around? You're like, yeah, cool, cool. So exactly. Before I forget, also one of my favorite series that's on Netflix right now, Stranger Things. They have showed their exclusive preview right now, so I got to show this to everybody, man.
I haven't seen this yet.
It's fire. I can't wait.
It's so good.
So good to see the little fluffy girl that has powers.
It's almost at an end.
Okay.
Oh, it's coming off the top rope.
Oh, that's it? That's all.
No, that's not it. Going. See, that's see how it sucked you in? You see how it brought you in and like boom, dropped you.
Dear Billy.
So Billy, if you remember, I don't know if you watched it. Billy is her older brother.
Okay. Yeah. Billy.
He, for anybody that didn't watch it, sorry, spoiler alert. He passed away after season 3.
Disaster.
Or at the end of season 3.
For a while.
Everybody's a little older. Oh man, got a flat top. He looks yoked too.
Who's this new cast?
It's the same kids. They just grown.
I know. So weird.
But yeah. I believe it starts next week, at the end of next week. You got the nice 80s rock tunes. That's the, oh my God. They're just crushing it.
They crushed the trailers with these with this music.
Located you guys far from Hawkins.
So did you watch this, John?
I've watched
season 1, 2, or 3. Okay. So you kind of know.
I always need recaps or refreshers.
Yeah, I do that. I think that's a good idea. Go into watch like the last three episodes of season three. Very get you there.
In the eye of the storm.
So yeah, I remember the Upside Down is the place that they found. I have my powers. Was a doorway in their town, basically.
I don't know how to say this other than just to say it.
And remember how the government, I think it was the Russian government, came into effect
in this war.
And so now they know L, or is it 11 is her name. You know, they know that, oh, she is.
My guess is she dies. I mean, they just said, you are the key to this war or whatever.
Exactly. Like, so 11, she's a G, man.
You can't win the war.
She got her 18 behind her. You know,
she's gonna die in season four. You know, totally right.
It's the last.
Am I wrong?
No, she's the main character. Well, look at that, man.
Is this the end of Stranger Things, though?
No, I don't know if it's the end, but they're going back and they're going forward. Obviously,
it should be.
That's the other girl. Way off. Yeah, love me. Look at that.
Who's playing guitar?
I can't wait.
Ooh.
Is it a little demon hand body? Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Ooh.
That's awesome.
Creepiness. Stranger Things season four is coming at us, broski.
It's I would have so ended fun. It with the theme music. Ah, that theme music is the best.
Okay, it starts up next week, May 27th, so that's volume one. I don't know what they're doing here. So I think they're releasing like three or four episodes for volume one, and then July 1st. So they're gonna give you like basically a month and a half to watch those two or three episodes, and then July 1st, they're gonna hit you with another 8 or 9 episodes. So they're doing, you know, it's Netflix, they're a production company, it's all about entertainment.
I've got some thoughts real quick.
They're making some things. Thoughts. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay. So number one, love the 80s music. Like Hot Sauce saying the 80s music slapping.
Notori said I had to mute. She had to mute it. She needed to catch up for the week. She wanted no spoilers.
So I love that music. Number two, I think Stranger Things, and maybe I don't know this. I haven't researched this at all.
Right.
If she dies, won't be until the very last episode ever. I agree. And I think this should probably be it. I feel like sometimes Stranger Things is phenomenal. Right. I love it. But I felt like they're doing the same thing. They're fighting monsters every single year. You know, like eventually we gotta change it up. Or if that's the show, that's fine. That's the show. If you're fighting monsters and the upside down, I just think eventually it's going to get old. Like, and I don't want it to be that series that goes, you know, like awesome, awesome, awesome. And then they're just like, let's just keep doing it. Let's keep doing it. And then it just goes down and down and down.
Yeah.
I just hope, they do it right. And I hope they wrap it up in time. So it isn't one of those series where you're like, yeah, the first three or four seasons were awesome, but the last two or three sucked, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's you got to have that, think ahead mindset, you know, where are we going? You know, we know where we started. Season one, we bring in, that is it's a laboratory in the middle of nowhere.
Perfect.
And testing things.
Great.
And they break a hole in reality. And now these kids, you know, 11, and then obviously it was 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. What if we need to find out maybe about those storylines? Where did the first 10 kids go? You know, where are they at?
That's the spinoff. That's the spinoff of Stranger Things that can save the series. I'm not saying the series is doomed. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And because you got, like I said, if you start something like this, and it was like from the jump, from the intro, when I saw the first intro, when I was at Comic-Con 2017 or 16, something like that, I saw the preview of it at Comic-Con. I was like, this is going to be so fire. Between the music of the intro, the little, like you said, the music. Oh my God. You can't. Get no nostalgic as that, as JFK said, it's too much nostalgia and not enough storyboarding, getting into the real technical of making a movie. But once I saw that, I was like, it's on a good path. Mm-hmm. But now, take a note from Marvel, from George Lucas and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
where are we going?
We got this franchise, baby.
Every character has a story arc that you can now divulge and break off into another timeline. You know, we talking like metaverse type stuff there.
God, that would be, you know how much, if they made short, like, okay, because we talk about Marvel and Moon Knight, and I thought saw one of the comments in the Twitch chat that said six episodes is so short, and I agree.
Yeah,
but they're basically giving you like a four-hour movie, essentially, about Moon Knight. So if you look at it that way, I think it's a pretty cool way of looking at it. But if they gave us like short episodes of, like you just said, the background stories of every character or some of the main characters, like, come on. You wouldn't be watching Stranger Things, insert title
insert,
here.
Insert whoever, wherever, and what they do with it. So let's see here. So yeah, that's why I brought it up. I was like, man, this will be talk about it a little bit, see a video, and just maybe hash on it. But yeah, it's hopefully they have a good end story to this, because it's a great series so far. And now it's just like, all right, we got to wait to, well, we don't have to wait long. Next week it starts up and then we could get cracking on it. So John, where do you want to go? You want to go?
Let's go to, what do we got? The news?
Wanna hit the news?
Yeah. Quick hit news.
Just hit the news bites.
Let's do that.
All right. Let me get set up for that. We got some interesting stuff. You want to go first?
Yeah. So I've got a couple of quick hitting news bites. Do you got that Cyberpunk one?
Yeah, I got the video queued
Unreal
up.
Unreal Engine. Check this out.
So, and I got the run in. Yep, I got there. It is. I pulled it up.
Unreal Engine 5 is out, and it is phenomenal. And I can't wait for 50 years from now for Unreal Engine 25 or whatever it would be, because it's going to be indistinguishable from real life if it's not getting close to that already. But a fan reimagined what Cyberpunk 2077 or 2077 would look like if it was with Unreal Engine 5. And Amon, you've played a lot of Cyberpunk, so why don't you click on here? Actually, I've got
I got the video.
There's a YouTube link.
I got that one too. Yeah,
do the YouTube link, because it's a little bit longer. We don't have to watch the whole thing.
I'll do that one.
But watch this and tell me what your thoughts are on this fan imagined Cyberpunk.
Right, I watched it and I was just like, it's already crisper, cleaner. I played it. I don't know if you remember me mentioning it when it came out. I played it and I was having glitch issues with completing missions. But from the first impression right now, it's just the graphics, 100% upgrade right there. I mean, the graphics looks great. The only question now for me is the gameplay, getting into it. Will I be able to complete a mission? I mean, get my, you know, do a mission and complete it by getting paid, because it was mostly paid bounty missions. So make sure that part is ready to go. But the graphics, they look beautiful. They look great. And hopefully this also is part of the game, not just part of this preview. That, because, you know, in a preview of,
well, this is a fan made
right
submission. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
So,
but
this
still
is just
they use Unreal Engine.
Look at that.
Even
at
so that this rain. Is the fan saying, hey, CD Projekt Red, here you go. Try this out. Unreal Engine has some street cred. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know what I'm saying. So, but yeah, the game, you know, like JFK said, game was real buggy. It was buggy for me. I talked about it on stream a few times on podcast stream here. And but if this is and this could be something that the company actually did and they're just testing it and said it was a fan thing. So yeah, if that is the case, then I like where this is going. If this is something that they will use for DLC, because they still been downloading, you know, you could get DLC for the game that's been out since it came out back in 2019. So the sky is, as I say, there is hope for CD Projekt Red. I just want to know, why is there so many random dancing guys in Night City? That's all I want to know. Ask me that question.
You're just having
I just
a good
saw
time.
Dude twice, like, I just saw him. He was on the other street. Is that his twin?
That's got to be a self-driving car.
Yeah.
So imagine, I don't know. I started looking at this Unreal Engine graphics and all these faces and everything, and I'm like, there will be the point where the video game is, you know, we're getting there, like here, and you're in it, and it looks really flipping real.
Right.
Like, and it's going to be crazy. What happens when Cyberpunk 2776. You know what happens in whatever. I'm getting a little too crazy here. Well, how's this thing gonna look in 500 years, in 200 years, in 100 years?
Yeah, we'll be long gone by then, but it's gonna look amazing. It's gonna look more real than real. It should.
You're not gonna know what you're in. Real life?
You shouldn't. At by that time, you should not know that you're playing a game. That's the whole thing of it. Because even like the cars, like how many movies have we seen with floating cars and we still don't have floating cars?
They're called planes.
Is that what it
is? I've got a thing about flying cars, like flying car. Yeah, you know what that is? That's just like a little mini airplane. So you're going to have to be a pilot to drive your flying car.
I guess 2 feet off the ground, you don't need
The point of going 2 feet off the ground?
I don't know. We save on rubber. I guess that's a good thing. That's environmentally friendly.
You don't have to plow the roads ever.
True. Hot sauce. I don't have nothing against dancing. I just thought it was funny. It's the same. So the scene opens up with the guy. He's doing his thing. And then a minute into it, it's on another block. It's the same guy. Hitting the same moves. I just thought it was funny. That's all. Nothing against. I love to dance myself.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one day you'll see me on TikTok doing a shindig.
Can't wait. My other story was I saw this in a couple of different outlets. The Nintendo Switch is now the fourth best-selling console of all time.
Bam.
It's going to be a Hall of Famer. I'll tell you that.
It definitely is in the Hall of Fame already.
It passed PlayStation 4 for total units sold all time. So here's the top four in console sold. And then I have a question, Amon.
Right. What's the question?
Number four, Nintendo Switch. Number three, the Wii. Number two, the Xbox 360. And number one in terms of lifetime sales in the United States is the PlayStation 2. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So this is from the Game Informer Instagram, I believe. Mm-hmm. So my question is, how many units did Nintendo sell? The original NES? Like,
they broke records, obviously.
It had to. Why isn't that on the list? Like, that was the only game in town.
The only system, yeah. Well,
everybody had one. How is that not number one?
That's a good question. It's a great question. It wasn't the only one because it was still ColecoVision and like Commodore, Atari 2600.
That's true.
You know, around that time. But when it came out, though, they came out hard, you know, and Nintendo hit Super Mario, Gyromite, Tecmo Bowl a few years after that, and Legend of Zelda was year one. The year one was Super Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda, and a game called Gyromite, where that's when Nintendo already started what they do now, using peripherals to play a game. They had a robot that could take a little spinning dial and move it to like a weight balance thing to help you open doors in the game. So if you go to YouTube one day, like after the show, type in Gyromite Nintendo game. So in the game, Rob was helping you move through every level by opening and closing doors. And so the peripheral, because Nintendo has the Switch and it has the Joy-Cons you could take off. And they had last year was like a couple of years, it was like the wood things you could create around it to make it, you know, fly or be like a helicopter or something. Not fly, but like a helicopter side thing. So they're always finding different ways to compete against the consoles. And this right here, as we see them not being far off and being ahead of PlayStation 4 and other game systems, it's just them knowing what they got to compete with and say, you know what? Okay, we're gonna figure out a way to compete against y'all, even though y'all have the bigger systems, the bigger, better, some games better graphics, but just the sizes of the system, that means they could put more stuff on their motherboard. Then usually like a Switch here, like you see, the motherboard's not real big. It's micro. So it's something to where they know, like, okay, we could do this. We'll just adjust.
By the way, I've never played Super Action Football like Aaron Nagler on Facebook.
Yeah.
Chiming in. Have you played Super Action Football?
I didn't on ColecoVision. No, only two games I played on ColecoVision was Zaxxon and Donkey Kong.
Okay.
That was it. Once I got my Nintendo, It was 10-yard fight, which was it when you catch and run the ball, John, it will go And that's you running up the field.
Okay.
And it was an over the view, you know, over the top view. And the guys were just shoulder. All you can see is shoulder pads and their thigh pads and okay. their helmet. That's all you. That was your character in 10-yard fight. Now, if they bring that back, if they redesign it, you really don't. I say, if you bring it back, don't re-resign it. Do one copy as the traditional game, but then do like an updated one, but not much different. Just a little better graphics. Not you don't got to go full on 3D everything. Just do a little bit. Just take it up a notch. Not a whole much. Not a whole.
Check lot. Your private chat. Let's watch a little 10-yard.
Oh, you've looked it up.
Right. Yeah, I got a random YouTube link that I quickly searched for.
Let me get it set up here.
I'm sure it's phenomenal.
All right, let me get it set up over here. Oh, God.
I want to hear that.
If it plays, because it looked like it has Zagzon right now. Oh, wait a minute. I'm over here. Or another game that was on there. What is this?
We got an ad.
Oh, is this an ad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, here we go.
Let's just watch the ad.
No, we got to get to the game.
Okay, here we go.
And I don't know if that's bad weather or that's the fans cheering. That's the fans cheering.
Look at them all lined up. Is this the noise?
Yep. Oh, my God, it's fire.
Where are they going?
They're running back a kickoff, I think. Or are they trying to?
Why are they going? Guys,
they're going out. You could do this. You know, it's football. People being silly. They're picking up their blocks. There's the block pickup right there. See how he did that to help his guys get in blocking position?
Oh, but you lose some of the blockers.
Yeah. Would you see that, though? Here they come.
I've never played.
This is the longest 100-yard field ever. That's all I know.
I'd love to see their 40 times.
Man, look at this. They just now get past the 50. Seconds. Oh, that's a juke. He juked him. It's taking like 35 seconds just to score this touchdown right now. Another juke.
One of the blockers just like look behind and go get that guy, please.
No, see, you don't have that. You can't do the AI like this in a ColecoVision game in 1984, 1985. There's the end zone. Okay.
No.
45 seconds.
Go.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. This is awesomeness right here. That's all I got to say. Yeah, that was my days. That was my days playing 10-yard fight against my dad or against the computer itself, you know. So
I was only a Tecmo guy.
I did both, but yeah, oh, my God. That was it. Thank you, John. You just helped. You just made my day a lot better. 10-yard fight, yes. Agree with you, Aaron. My God. All right.
Hey. Whatever Notorious Afro shoutcasting Tecmo Bowl or whatever that was. Yeah.
We could do that. Start
playing retro games on a stream.
I'm like, down for that.
Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe people don't like that.
That's pure fire because there's a lot of us. When I say us, John, our age, people our age that would be all over that.
Yeah.
You know? So dude, I would
love to shoutcast or announce Tecmo.
So back Thursday, yes, indeed. Shoutcast, yes, there he is, Notorious in shoutcasting Tecmo Bowl. Well, they do it. They do a lot of Tecmo Bowl tournaments. I know a few. It's a group here in Green Bay or in the Wisconsin area in Madison, but they come to Green Bay to do it. They call it the Tundra Bowl. They do it at one of the local bars here in Green Bay called the Watering Hole.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it for years. I had a chance to go to it a few years ago, right before, I think it was, 2019, right before COVID hit. And I played it. No, they actually did it at Gamers Edge VR, the gaming place here, with Sean and Tony, who we had on the show. And it was fun. I played in it. I can't remember. Maybe lost in the first round or made it to the second round. But I learned some things about Tecmo Bowl that I didn't know. You know, you actually could change the playbook, which I didn't know you could edit the playbook.
I think I knew that.
I forgot. If I knew that, I forgot for sure. And then you can also change out your roster players. So, all right. And let's get on to my news topic here. It's a pressing one, kind of a topic that we heard before, being our age bracket. being, you know, 45 and up. So it was Fox News is already using violent video games as a scapegoat for a shooting that happened, a mass shooting that happened here in the last few days. And for one, you know, obviously with the, you know, people being shot, I'm not making light of that. I mean, that's terrible. And I hope those families are obviously healing and getting the help they need to get past this tragedy. I bring it up because I remember as a kid when, you know, when seeing articles or events that happen like this, as it mentions in an article, you know, that it, in the year of 2022, Fox News anchor recently asked an on-air guest whether or not he believed that video games enabled mass shootings. And he said, in a nutshell, Fox News brought in Bernard Zapper to discuss the causes of mass shootings. Zapper was a former special agent for the firearms division of the Department of Justice and a current college instructor in criminal justice. And so the news anchor John Scott asked Zapper, is it seems like things have gotten so worse since video games become more realistic and so violent? And have you done research or learned that video games tend to just desensitize people to the actual result of pulling the trigger? He made no mention of the shooter's 180-page manifesto of being a committed racist. He just shot to talking about how video games influence people to this, that, and the other. So once he brought in full disclosure, you know, that, you know, video games is in our culture, but they go on to say here, I believe at the bottom of this paragraph here, he said, I think in terms of causation, what the information shows us is as we become more defranchised as individuals and groups, people leave a faith, for example, the family units become smaller or more disconnected. We live further distances. We're communicating through a medium that was never really intended for human beings, which is being online. That's what he's referring to, or through texting, or these kind of things. So we get separated as humans to have connections that build inner morality. So as you have it, folks, like in the article said, it's not really the video games is the topic. It's more the way society is right now, because we talk through text message. We talk to group threads or FaceTime calls or what's the one? And then for gamers, Discord. So it's not the video games, and I kind of refer to this when they're talking, you know, in the 80s and in the early 90s about gun violence. And my brother was a cop for a long time, and he would say, basically, it's not the gun, it's the person holding the gun is the problem. And so it's unfortunate that something like this is like reared its ugly head. But I believe that if you are that parent that has kids that play video games, it's your job to, you know, lay the groundwork. You know, laid the piping early and said, hey, you have to, this is, you know, you have your time to play. And if your kids have any questions or if you see the game you're playing, you bring up and you know, this is just a game, right? You say that to them, you know, and that's what some of my mom and dad did for me. You know, well, for one, I had a time limit. I could only be there for a couple hours. Then I had to go outside and play. But also, you know, I say between myself and obviously talking to my parents and my family, I knew the difference between, okay, I know I can't go jack a car like in Grand Theft Auto when that game came out years later. I can't do that. I could tell the difference. But like I said, for this kid, you know, being where he was in his mindset, being a committed racist, as he admitted, that's probably was more his inspiration. It is unfortunate that video games gets brought into the fold, because he probably was a gamer, was in somebody's Discord, that was a Call of Duty Discord or what have you. So John, I know you're ready to chime in on this.
I just think that question is lazy and outdated. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's 20 years old plus that people have been trying to do that, blame a video game. I think there's probably a better line of questioning to try to figure this issue out a little bit more than just saying, oh, what about video games? Like, it just, listen, it's the person, it's not the video game. And just like just like we just talked about with all these consoles, best-selling consoles of all time, 100 million, 100, 200 million consoles sold, top five all time. Everyone has played a video game in their life. Everyone nowadays. So to look at that and be like, well, this, you know, is it video games? There's a whole hell of a lot of people who play video games that have never even thought about doing something like this.
Nah.
So there are hundreds of millions. So to go back and say, well, what about the video games? I mean, come on. 99.99999999 keep going percent of people who play video games would never do something like this.
Right.
It's just, it's, that seems old and lazy. Why not ask a question that tries to actually figure out how we can do something about it instead of just, oh, video games bad. This makes a good soundbite. Let's put it on the internet. It's so, it's frustrating to me. It's really,
it is. It is.
There's no conversation about what we can actually do. It's just old, worn out talking points. So yep. Dumb.
Exactly. So, and Big B says, I know a lot of people who play shooter games and go hunting with rifles, and they never in their right mind would do a shooting. And those are, and usually most riflemen, you know, hunters, they got to be, obviously you got to get certification. They do a background check. So they do all the things obviously before they knew the state, wherever you hunt, especially here in Wisconsin, know your background. They know who you, they got to know who you are in your mind and mental and your physical as well. And then Notorious Afro goes on to say rap music, heavy metal, video games. Jokingly, the devil's playground. There we go. But yeah, it's just something that it was definitely scapegoatish on how the media, because that was Fox News, and also that article. Thank you to Kotaku for having that on their website for us to now break it down and go into the conversation as we just did. So yeah, it's just something this we gotta keep that. I say when that pops up, talk about it as gamers and let people know, you know, that no, that ain't us. You know, we don't. The whole is this. The whole of group of gamers, our mindsets to do things is to one, be all inclusive. Everybody can play games and be around each other and socialize together, you know, and be a group of all backgrounds. Two, you can be who you want in the game, you know, and you can have fun. Or we can play. There's other games that we're going to talk about here that are fun games that are out there that are not all violent, you know, in nature. There are games that are just straight up made for relaxation as well. Well, like I said, we'll talk about it earlier, you know. And so with that being said, rolling into Overwatch League and update on that league, and let me get it set up here.
You get some highlights?
Got some highlights of right. A few things. Yeah. So we got Overwatch League. I don't know if you've been to the website at all or lately, and if you haven't been there at all. So yeah, it's just overwatchleague.com. Go there. You get updates on all the teams, the leagues, and kind of like Call of Duty League, kind of like NBA 2K League. These are regional teams from around the world. We got 20 teams total. We could go here on the web. Here's the teams right here. We got teams from here in America. We got Atlanta, Boston, Uprising. We got Chengdu Hunters, Dallas Fuel, Florida Mayhem, and many others. And so Japan, China, I believe, and Paris over in London, France, excuse me. And it's just Canada. So it's just, for me, I mean, it's really cool to see this, you know, all the teams. Like I said, if you haven't been on the website, click there. You could create your own account, follow the team that you like. And they have really good information here on the website. They got a big one of the articles here talking about this player, my man, where they have one of the, where you could pick them, you know, kind of like a betting platform within it, and where you could choose, you know, what teams you want to, you know, bet on and go buy what they're doing in the regular season. So similar to fantasy football, Simmons, you know, pick your teams, pick your players, and just watch how they do during the regular season. So I think, is this the highlight what I was looking for? No, that's not it. I'll get to it in a minute. But again, and then they have cool skin release here with the legendary skin, Luchador of the Reaper character. So if you play this game, you know what I'm talking about. So John, as you know, all games got some type of skin to attract this in. So they got a cool Luchador outfit right here. Of one of the main DPS players, Reaper. He's a guy with his two little cannons right there. If you can see your handguns, but those handguns can do damage in the right person that rolls with DPS in that game, which is damage per second. And I thought this was a cool video right here of a player that tragically passed away. So he was a rookie of the year last year. So they now have named the trophy after him. And it's the Alarm Rookie of the Year Award. So it's a nice little video. I'm going to run this here for sure.
저는 yeah. 저는 개인적으로 좀
It's a couple 이제, minutes here.
최대한 좀 팀을 케어하면서
Oh, that is very cool.
그 they did this for him, young man. 해주는 걸 좀
20 years old. 그러면서 and they didn't say disclose how he passed away. But he passed away since he received the Rookie of the Year from last season.
저희 팀이 이제 제 서포팅을 받으면서 이제 캐리를 할 때나 좀 활약을 할 때 그때 저는 좋아가지고 저는 케어 위주로 좀 하는 걸 좋아하는 것 같아요.
엄청 좋은 팀메이트로서의 모습을 많이 보여줬고 그리고 누구보다도 열심히 하는 모습을 보여주면서 다른 선수들한테 귀감이 된 선수인 것 같아요.
Oh yeah, Alami is like a really good guy in game and outside the game. So for me, it's like tough to argue that Alami is some of the best support in the league.
I don't think Alami needed much guidance in his rookie year. He kind of knew what he was doing when he came in from day one.
일단 팬분들한테 가장 고맙고 그리고 또 가장 또 고마운 사람은 저희 부모님한테 가장 고맙다는 거 말씀드리고 싶어요. 왜냐면은 좀 시간차 때문에 매번 새벽마다 계속 경기 봐주시고 저한테 응원 메시지 보내주실 때마다 정말 고마웠거든요. 팬분들하고 그리고 가족들한테 가장 고마워요. 사랑한다 말씀드리고 싶어요.
He came in with so much hype. Everybody was talking about Alarm. He can be one of the best flex supports in the league.
Just straight up best flex support.
Chips, I remember seeing on Twitter saying he's the best player to ever exist. Alarm is just such a naturally talented support player.
I think if you ask me truthfully, by the time Overwatch is finished, I think we will look back and see Alarm as the greatest player that's ever played the game.
Alarm saves the day for the Philly Fusion.
Oh, boy! Another one from Alarm!
Does Alarm take his head clean off, killing both DPS? Enter Sandman! He's just fragging out! He's got the most kills on his team by far at this point, it feels like.
The Alarm earning Rookie of the Year is really well deserved.
This team doesn't have to worry because they know it's Alarm. He's got you.
컨텐에서는 잘했지만 뭐 리그에서는 아직 증명되지 않았기 때문에 사람들이 좀 확실하지 않았어가지고 그거에 대한 압박감 좀 잘해야 된다는 지금은 그 압박감이 없는 것 같아요. 왜냐면은 굉장히 좀 잘하면서 증명해냈다고 생각하기 때문에.
I was Alarm was here.
사랑해 사랑해.
Box.
What is that? Is that?
Huh. Yeah. So I thought it was pretty cool. This tribute, yeah, tribute to
I think
him.
That's really neat.
Really neat. I mean, to be gone at that age, you know, it's it can shock everyone, especially family. And because I know I've had family or close friends pass away young. I've experienced that, and so for those players, that team, that organization, and the league, and the fans. You know, cool name, gamer name, Alarm. You can't get any doper than that. That's pretty sweet. But it just shows, you know, that as people are still judging esports and the leagues and what we do, and, you know, us talking about it as well, John, it's like people are still, I say that right there will show people there, you know, we're more than just some couple geeks and dorks and that just want to sit in a chair and look at us, stare at a screen all day. You know, you saw how he was very, you know, thankful to his family, his friends, the fans, and what he did, and you know, as a player, to be as good as he was, and to do the things, you know, being. I'm pretty sure I know the leagues do a lot of stuff in the community that they're in. They do a lot of, I'll say, fundraising ideas or tips for them to get their teams in the community. So I'm pretty sure he was a big part of that. And, you know, as you saw his teammates and some of the competitors against him talking about how good of a person. He was. So to have that in his name, so now he'll be remembered for year over year every time they hand out an award to a new rookie coming into the Overwatch League. So obviously it'll be that will be happening later this season for Overwatch League. So if I go back into the website here, go back. Where am I at? Kind of lost it. Here we go. For the first page here. And it was a highlight. I saw a good highlight of the Dallas game. I thought it was Dallas. Maybe not, but you got also Overwatch 2 highlights on this website you can go check out. And then the seasons, they just start off the kickoff season right here the past few 2 weeks ago. So they're now in the middle of that. And I think right now it is the standing, the league standings right now is the San Francisco Shock sitting at 4-0. They won 12 maps, lost 2 maps. So that is the leader. Those are the top 3 teams you see right there, the Los Angeles Gladiators and the Toronto defiant here for the early part of the season. So this season, John, is a long season. It goes from now until, I think, the end of August, September, when they crown a champion for the Overwatch League. So I think this is something. This is a fun league, good game. They have number two now out. Overwatch 2 is out. So I don't really – that's the part I got to – I'm going to do some more homework on to see how they're going to move into Overwatch 2 from Overwatch 1 to get that on the pro level, because I know for the collegiate level, my players at Lakeland now are in the beta, playing it, checking it out, getting the groove of it, because it's going to be one less player now. So it was 6v6. Now it's 5v5. So that's something, as you know, if you're a competitor, you got to know that going into the game, that it's going to be one less tank, one less DPS, one less support in that game. And now you got to make those adjustments, get better at it. So go, like I said, thank you for OverwatchLeague.com. That's where we got this information. And go check it out if you're a fan of any players or any of the teams. And like I said, a regional, worldwide team. So I think that's something where you can definitely go check it out and have some fun. So, John, are you ready for this or that?
Let's do it.
This or that.
Straight from the mind of Amon Green. It's time for this or that. Amon, first up on this or that. This or that. Would you rather be extra sensitive or not sensitive at all? Mm. Does that mean like emotionally?
Yes. Gotta think for a second.
I guess you have to be extra sensitive, which would be crazy because you would probably overreact to some of the most benign things. But if you're not sensitive at all, you have no feeling for anyone or no compassion. So I'd rather have some compassion or too much compassion than none at all. So I'll be extra sensitive.
Yeah, I know my wife, she probably like, he's not sensitive. I am on certain things. I'm just tough. I have that stoic.
Yeah,
about me. I can be sensitive in terms of the subject, you know, in terms of my kids, obviously my wife, anybody close to me. Yes, I could definitely be that. Don't come off as sensitive. All right. I'll say that. I'll be honest. I don't come off as sensitive, but I definitely am. I don't know about extra, though. That's where
that's the key, right? Extra sensitive.
Extra. Extra. If it's extra, I must say not at all. I am sensitive in some areas, so I don't know if that gets a fair answer. real quick to your question about when Alarm made that symbol with his hand. So Notorious puts up here. So that means I love you. It's hearts with his fingers. With your fingers.
That's awesome. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah. So
in the chat, I'm going extra sensitive.
In the chat, nobody's going to do this one. Here we go. JF Cakes chimes in. He said, but can logic fill an emotional void? So if so, not sensitive. But can logics fill an emotional void?
I don't know. I'm going to be extra sensitive. I'm going to be crying about everything. I'm going to be
whatever. But I'm not sensitive at all. I'm definitely not sensitive. I'll say that. I'm not. I do have some sensitivity about me, but not at all. Not zero. So I'm going to say I'll go with extra sensitive, since it's put it like that. All right.
Next.
Next one on the list here.
Now, this is partner or your employer look through all your texts and chats. Well, I'm not currently have a job, so
it doesn't matter, right?
If I did, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to see my employer to see me talk smack if I happen to see a couple comments to a coworker.
Yeah, that wouldn't go off too well. Or that coworker might turn you in, but hey, look what I got, what John said about you.
Yeah.
About this company.
How about you? Now,
and that's not a good friend. That's not a good coworker right there. They're throwing you under the bus. I would say, let's see, have a partner or employer take a look through. To me, it doesn't really, I don't do a whole lot. I mean, business talk, checking in with the kids. But no, I don't want the company. Nah, you can't go on my phone. That's no problem.
Yeah.
If she wants to check it out, go ahead. Have fun at it. You're going to just find that I'm weird and a geek. But my business, the person I work, like the NFL, oh no, like working in for the league, y'all ain't going in my phone.
Well, that's what Tom Brady said, right? For Deflategate.
Right.
They wanted to look at his
phone.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like, you're not looking at my phone. You're not the cops. And then he destroyed the phone. Remember that?
Yeah, that's when you knew, that's why he turned himself in pretty much.
Yeah. That's
you're
a
guilty.
Little. No.
You're guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And JFK says, partner, LOL, she will just laugh at me. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think that's where Tom admitted guilt. Just show him the phone, you know, but you trash it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but it didn't matter. He still won Super Bowls after Super Bowls, you know. It still was coming down. Now, this one is a good one. I think everyone's going to like this one. It's easy, it's simple, and it's right to the point. Boom.
Free coffee. Free movies. Movies.
Yeah, movies all day.
Yeah.
All day, every day. I could watch any movie, any genre, especially what genre? What's my favorite genre?
Marvel.
You know this. No, genre, not production company. Genre.
Category. Superheroes?
You know this.
Is it not superhero movies? Horror. Oh, duh. Horror. Thank you.
Ooh. What was that? I'm out. Did somebody put it in the chat?
Yeah, Notorious Afro did. Duh. I knew that. You're right. Come on. That was. I'm like, superhero movies?
Well, I do like them, but they're, I say, but overall, no, it's my favorite is any horror movie. Yeah. That's why it was hard for me in the game releases this week to pick the games I picked because it was so many good horror games. But I think, like you said, it's kind of oversaturated a little bit. I'll be honest. Even though I love horror movies, I love shooters. There's a lot of games of horror stuff out there. So JFK says free movies. Bam. Thank you for the follow. Say 11-month sub. Line Leno TJ. I always say his name wrong. Leno TG. Appreciate you. All right, here. And we are on the next one here, John. And the last one of the day.
Next this or that is. Yeah. You want to put
it? Yeah, put it out there.
Okay.
Nintendo Switch. And this is off what we talked about earlier. PlayStation 4.
Or PlayStation 4. It's off that
article.
News that the Switch has surpassed the PS4 for the best-selling console of all time in the number 4 spot. So you got to pick one, Switch or PS4.
Oh, man. I'll play them all. I go chat. Y'all can start with this one.
I feel like PS4 is just going to dominate. Am I wrong here?
We have Lino. TG says PS4 for him.
Yeah.
I like both. Like I said, I like the funness of the Nintendo games. It's all family oriented.
Now, you also have to think about the portability of the Switch when you're making this decision.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that would factor into anybody's decision making, but there is a portability factor here.
Yep. So Lano says he grew up playing PlayStation. He's sticking with it.
Yeah, I think it's happened to PS4.
And then also, like PlayStation, they once did have, you know, PSP, Vita, PlayStation, they had portable game systems. They just haven't went down that road again because obviously I think they put all their eggs in the basket for the PS5.
Why don't we see more of that? Because the Switch is obviously, like, little kids bring their Switches everywhere, you know?
And then GFK says, dang! Shaking my head, PS4 for Madden. That's tough. it's a tough one because I like it. I like Switch. I like Mario Kart's fire. That's what me and my wife are playing right now. We're on the Mario Kart hard.
Just remember all the games though. You like Switch. You don't have Madden. You can't play Madden on the Switch.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So you got no Madden.
You got 2K on Switch.
I got 2K.
And I think and MLB the Show.
We should play 2K. We should do like Warriors Mavs and stream that, and I'll announce it.
I'm all day. I'm all over that. Y'all killing me. This is JFK right there. He said, "We killing them with this question. Good. Killing them."
That's the point.
So I said, give it to the chat. It said, Lano says they had cross play. Don't remember Nintendo ever doing that.
Mm. There's some games you can play cross platform.
On Nintendo, though? That's a good question.
Are we talking Switch?
Yeah, we're talking Switch.
Yeah. I mean, Rocket League.
Rocket League is. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because when we played, I was on my computer and you were on your Switch.
It's not every game, though.
Last year. I think it's because overall, Rocket League is built that way. It's already cross-plat. So you're right. So we're able to do that. I might have to go. I mean, I play it all. I mean, there's no. Ow!
Pick one.
I gotta go switch. More versatile. Not that I won't play on PlayStation 4, but Nintendo Switch more versatile. It has fun games. Some of them can games like mentioned, cross-platform. Take it anywhere, which I do. Mm-hmm. I'm playing Metroid Dread right now. Getting beat up on that game. And then we got family game. You know, we got Mario Kart. You know, my wife, she thought her game went down. I said, just play it. You'll warm up. And like when we got to the third track, she was, yeah, you know what? I remember how to play it. I said, see, don't get discouraged. You got this. We got this. We're going to do some Mario Kart more in the Green household. And then we got JFK says, if Middleton played, oh, they must be talking.
Talking about the NBA playoffs. You're right. Middleton had played. That's the difference, man. They didn't have that second guy to produce. And Middleton's clutch, man. He's so clutch late.
Yeah. He was hurt, right? He was hurt. Yeah.
He missed the whole series. Could have been different. And if they have Middleton, they beat the Heat. Then it's a question about whether or not they can stop Steph Curry or Luka Doncic. So,
yeah, that's the issue. Yeah. All right. Now we're headed to what was that? That was game release. Did we do the. Oh no! When they do there,
it's time. There we did. Game releases. Game releases.
We're here now.
There it is. That was your game releases.
I thought we did it, but we didn't. That's what you see. This is the effect of working like I was working at that. It was so fast. Like soon as we got up there on Monday at the concessions, they said, you know, I'm like, where do I go? They're like, here. You can work right here. It was the grill. It was the, you know, the grill with the cook the hot dogs. And I was like, oh, okay. So my mind is kind of just still bouncing back from that. Mm-hmm. So who's up first? You want to be up first?
Sure. What you got?
Your games? Hold on.
I got a couple of different games I want to talk about here.
We're going to start with your fun game here, the Fallout guys.
Yeah. So
Fall Guys. Excuse me. I always say Fallout. Why do I say Fallout? Because of the band.
I get it. Like Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Dean. Looks like you need a friend. Well, you're in luck, because soon Fall Guys will be beaming to you live on even more platforms, including PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and the Epic Game
Store.
Well,
you got to introduce
and
just
with
helping you out, John.
And cross progression, playing with friends has never been easier. But wait, there's more. Fall Guys is going free.
Free!
Party up with your friends across the entire range of Fall Guys seasonal content. And for those of you who've been with us for a while, enjoy a free legacy pack.
There it is. So, Mon, what do you think of the news? The guy just told us Fall Guys free.
I love it. First, I think a lot of games, I think the multiplayer, that's the multiplayer thing to do now.
We've got more challenges, outfits, and obstacles than you can honk a kazoo at.
Apex Legends. I think, I'm not sure about Apex Legends.
Yep. I think it is.
Apex Legends free.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this is bringing us together. More gamers. The game I have not played yet. It's been out for so many years.
Simon,
I have not played it.
Could you give Pink a hand?
Okay, announcer, we get it. We get it. Fall Guys, free for all, June 21st. New platforms, crossplay, new levels.
There we go. That is. Oh, he's reading fast. He's doing the fast read. There you go.
But that's the way to do it, right? With if you have a certain game like this, yeah.
You can't get any better than that. Mm. It's fun gameplay. Goofy characters. You don't know what you are. Is that like a Teletubby thing going on? Or I don't know. But it's cool. I got to play it because obviously just virtually falling off something seemed like it's the bomb. Because that's what that game is about. And then when it came out, everybody was playing it. Except for me. I just didn't get the time just to do it. Because I think that was the year I started coaching at Lakeland. Mm. And so obviously I was going into Call of Duty and Valorant and League, playing those games, knowing those games, getting a little better on it. And then you got your next game here. This is kind of my neck of the woods, but I like it. I like your pick here.
Deadcraft.
So what's the word on this, John?
Deadcraft. All right, so check it out here. Deadcraft is Farm the Dead to Stay Alive in Deadcraft, a new twist on the zombie survival action genre.
Almost looks like when I'm playing Tiny Tina's Wonderland, that graphics feel or look. Is that was that a porcupine he was grilling?
I think it was a rat.
A rat. In apocalyptic times, you gotta go with what you can.
You can craft whatever you need in this game, apparently. Like, you can plant a garden.
There you go.
Thumbs up.
Is that Barney parts as a scarf?
I think it might be. Yeah. So this is called Dead Craft.
Oh, I get it. Dead crafting dead body parts. I get it.
Yeah. I'm just watching this gameplay.
What was it?
I think this comes out. Oh, it's on the bottom screen here. May 19th.
Yep.
All platforms. This seems up your alley. Zombies, kind of a horror. Lots of guts, and you get to wear dead people. Well,
at least they're zombies. They're already dead.
Right. Good point.
You just got to stay alive yourself. I like it. It's a smasher. It's a smash and grab. Smash and grab. I like that.
Farm the dead.
Marvelous.
Farm, what you said, farm the dead and what?
To stay alive.
Ooh.
So it's about $25. So those are my two game releases for the week. Fall Guys and Deadcraft.
Deadcraft. I'm going to kill a whole bunch of, well, they already dead, zombies. I'm just going to bash them, and then I'm going to wear them as a ascot. that's what he was doing. Like, he would kill them, and then they become part of his wardrobe. That's fire. Like, I got some.
What is an ascot?
I got some zombie boots over here.
Ascot's kind of like a tie, but it's like a
spring. This is the spring collection.
Okay.
I got them zombie heads. You can wear on your feet as night slippers.
This guy's got like an eBay store.
Yeah, Etsy.
Etsy shop.
The Etsy shop of zombie heads, hands, and elbows for get a fanny pack and have it two zombie hands together like that.
It's part of the game. Not only can you do that, but you can start your own online store.
Right.
Ascots made of dead people.
That's too funny. All right, my picks. I went the other direction, John. Like I said, it was hard for me because I saw that game.
Yep.
I saw Vampires Masquerade that's out this week, and I'm like, oh man, let me just change it up. I can't go 100. Oh, I gotta, you know, for the crowd, for the viewers, for the listeners, let me mix it up for people. So I went totally left. I made a hard left, okay. Into fantasy world. So right now, starting the video here. When I say hard left, I mean hard left. And so we into Cotton Fantasy, okay.
What is that?
It's like a fun animated game here. Or I say anime graphic game here. It is, and in Japan, it's known as Cotton Rock and Roll. It's a brand new entry in a Cotton series that sees Cotton and Silk embark. So that, I think Cotton is that girl right there on the broom.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Silk. I'm not sure. But they embark on another adventure. This time in HD graphics, as you see, the graphics are spectacular. And with modernized gameplay, but true to its roots. So it's coming out on both systems that we just talked about, Nintendo and PlayStation 4. Coming up here in a few days here. I believe it's the 20th or the 19th of this month. And obviously it's on all platforms, because we mentioned Switch, mentioned PlayStation 4, but also on
PC.
But you see, it kind of brings me back to like the old early 90s space games, like R-Type. You know,
yeah.
You got just the way the game goes, not the way the game looks. But you can see Cotton and Silk, they're dropping fire on people.
Quick thought about that. One thing I like, I don't know the story or the gameplay, but I do like that it said you can play, it said at one point in that ad there, vertical. And like 2D or whatever, and 3D. Like, there's different. I think that's a really,
because you could go up the map this way, and then one way. You saw the way it was going this way, side scrolling, but 3D. Then you go up. You could be over the top, looking down, going up.
That's shooting, a great way of
the monsters that are coming at you, trying to mess up your friend Silk and I think it was a Cotton. Embark on their destiny of justice. Boom. There. All right, next game. Like I said, I took a hard left away from horror
can't wait
and
to
action.
That.
and shooter. So another one here. Now this one is more for the, you want to get your mind in a whole nother place. This is the game. You hear the music. It's like nice, relaxing. Just lay your head down on this pillow. And this is Opoko. It's a laid back beekeeping sim game about breeding, collecting, and conserving bees.
Come on, this game looks so boring.
All right, set in a series of lush environments, Opoko uniquely combines resources gathering, biology, and beekeeping mini games. Okay, beekeeping mini games. What gets better than that, John? And chat, what's up with that? You know, taking ideas from a mix of real life and fantasy, apicultures and floriculture. All right. So this is on all platforms. This is on Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, everything, PC. All right. This is the game for you if you want to get into that state of mind of relaxation. And then make the bees your friends. We need the bees to survive here on planet Earth. The bees are here for you and me, John, and chat. Okay? Opoko.
Excellent. And if you're having trouble falling asleep at night,
boom, play that game.
Play that game.
It will help you.
About like being a beekeeper. Number one, the graphics look amazing. Listen, I don't like to diss. People worked really hard on that game. I'm sure of it. But it's a very niche audience.
Very. But man, dealing with mental health, you're going to need a game like that, you know?
Okay.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm talking to my honeybees here. I'm feeding them. I'm giving them what they need so I can
very educational.
Be me. Right. All right.
Just be.
All right. Let's see. We got one more segment to wrap up this show. We got what's on stream, John?
Row, row, row your boat gently up the... sorry. Excuse me. It's time for what's on stream.
All right. I got to find the thing, Sam.
Are we doing the same thing for what's on stream?
Yes. Because you said you're going to roast it. And I got my opinion of this. Okay. I know John has his. So I'm going to let John lead it off.
Okay, well, Amon and I actually chose the same movie. What's on stream? It's called Senior Year, starring Rebel Wilson. It's on Netflix.
Wow, that's a perfect lie.
Let's take a look at what's going on. That's Rebel.
He's a rapey captain.
2002.
I have a hot boyfriend.
So it's a flashback movie, so you got to pay attention.
He does this thing, falls, goes in a coma.
Dude didn't catch a coma for 20 years.
I think there's been a mistake and I've been put in the wrong room.
Dr. Johnson's the third floor. The cheerleader just woke up.
Don't mean to be a bitch, but cheer captain.
Cheer captain.
That's kind of funny.
Hello?
Oh, she fell out again.
So Rebel Wilson, you can see the plot line are developing. And then she goes she gets out of her coma.
Everybody else has got to go on.
And she goes back to high school.
Well, I'm supposed to just jump forward.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, Amon. Now this could have been that I just had a long day. But we talked about that beekeeping game, put you to sleep. I fell asleep a couple of times finishing this movie last night.
No.
Yep.
Yep. I thought it was pretty good, man.
It's listen, it's fine, but you don't need to watch this, in my opinion. You've already seen this movie. We've seen this movie. It's just that they just add in a different. You know what it's like? It's like The Bachelor. Every season of The Bachelor, the same crap happens. It's just different people. The same crappy teases that mean nothing happen. The same arguments. The same crying. It's just insert somebody else. So we've seen this type of movie. It's just
we just haven't seen Rebel Wilson. And I can't think of his name, but he was in
Batman Villains,
the other show from Apple Plus. But they're trying
to make everybody like you all the time.
New story.
I'm gonna do something that I
old story, new actor
20 years ago. Be my real self.
But
by the way, if you've watched this preview, if you've been watching this, you've seen the movie. This is the movie. This is the whole movie.
But, John, you do teach a moral. It does teach a moral lesson.
Sure.
Be yourself. Even though you've been in a coma for 20 years.
I am the cheer captain.
But, yeah, it's saying that.
That is the most fucked
I mean, there are obviously some funny, you know, she doesn't know about phones. And
yeah, she's catching up to 2022.
Yeah, so there's some funny stuff about, like, how times have changed and everything. And it's, John is not the target audience. Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
It's like Never Been Kissed. That was with Drew Barrymore, I believe.
Right.
You know, so.
Oh, it's rated R. I get it. Yeah, probably should be rated R. What'd you think? But you liked it, Amon.
I liked it because, like I said, the moral. Once the moral, once they got to the moral of it, once she was waking up in 2022 and learning what a cell phone. Well, she died in 2000, so she knew what a cell phone was.
But not a
social media. So now social media and how prevalent is in the teenager's life, you know, in 2022. You know, for teenagers, for kids that are just getting cell phones and getting on Instagram, getting on TikTok, getting on Twitter. That is like, that's it. I mean, if you're not hardcore into playing basketball, traditional sports, or into gaming, social media, for some kids is it. And so it kind of hit on that. It's like be yourself. Cause she was sharing her moments on Instagram Live or Facebook Live and like being fully open. Like that's something I'll never do, by the way. Is be fully open on Instagram or Twitter. I might talk about something just for a teaching lesson, but going in how some people do on social media accounts is like, I wouldn't say, I'm barely going to say that to my wife and kids. Why am I going to say this to a million people out here that don't know me?
Right. Open yourself up like that.
Yeah.
I will say this. There is that grander overall message, which I think is good and important for people to, especially like, Notorious Afro said, I'm not the target audience, and maybe the target audience could benefit from, like, listen, because there was some stuff she did in high school that she was, you know, really mean to people, essentially.
Right.
And 20 years later, if, you know, a regular person will 20 years later sometimes realize, you know, I was a jerk in high school. I feel like a total idiot doing these things to that person or whatever. And they feel bad about what they've done in the past. So it's kind of like a lesson for people like, hey, remember how to treat people correctly.
Exactly.
You know? Because you don't want to end up like her and 20 years later realize what a blank you were. You know?
Yep. And so perfectly said. And that's what I said. Morally, it was some things in there. Hey, my man Joe Griffin, he was actually the car salesman I worked through getting my new truck early this year. So what's up, Joe?
Joel, I need a new car. My Honda Accord died.
Yeah, he's a Dodge guy. No, he moved on. He's not in the car business, but he knows people in the car business. But
okay.
At that time, he was with me. He helped me get my truck. But like to your point, you know, everybody, if you're our age, if you're out of high school, that's anybody probably above the age of 19. And if you're 18, you're still in high school. All right, hang in there. If you were that person that was that, you know, bad person to another person, it can affect you, or it may not. You might even think twice about it. You might have graduated and kept stepping, and like whatever. You know, you didn't know, you didn't say whatever. But also for the ones that you know that maybe you affected people, and it's kind of get like you have that remorse later on, that guilt hitting you. You know,
and just that you never know what someone else is going through. Because there was that conversation she had where the now principal was saying, you know, like, I was gay and I felt like I couldn't do anything about it because if I said it, I was going to get ripped apart. And
in
just
that time, know, in 2000,
in
right?
2002. And to know, like, for her to then kind of realize, like, oh, I guess what I say and what I do really does affect people. You know, there was that message. And I thought that message was fine. The movie itself, I've seen it before.
Yeah, true. Freaky Friday, 18 and again. Was it 18 and again? Was Zac Efron?
Yeah.
18 again.
Yeah, something like that. He yeah.
Hot Tub Time Machine. I just hit me. Hot Tub Time Machine. Boom, there it is. Part 1 and 2.
If you've seen Hot Tub Time Machine, you've seen
this. But this is with a lady. This is with Rebel Wilson.
Yeah,
not with John Cusack, the big guy that does the Pizza Hut commercial now.
From the Office.
Yeah, from the Office. He has the afro.
Daryl from the Office.
Is it Daryl? Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't know his real name, but.
Right. But I would say, yeah, it will make you laugh if you don't fall asleep on it. Just saying.
Craig Robinson.
There you go.
I should know that because one of my future ones, I watched the Craig Robinson sitcom on Peacock.
What show does he have on there? I don't have Peacock.
I'll have to do this next week. I actually kind of didn't mind it. It's called something about Killing It. Yeah, it's called Killing It.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it yet. I need to watch it. But I like him. He's a funny dude. He is funny. He's killing the pizza commercials. He's killing it. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at him. So that is it. Hey, you know what, John? That's the end of our show, man. You know, crowd, chat, people on the podcast, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading and listening again. We have been having great numbers. Continue those great numbers. Give us the feedback to help us get better. John, I know, does some of the reading on that, and lets me know, lets Notorious know what everyone's saying about us, which is all good stuff. And if any of you wants to jump in our Discord, it's up. And if y'all want to throw in there this or that ideas or even topic ideas, we're open to that, because we want to make sure that when you tune into the show sometimes you tune in the show, you're like, what am I going to get? And sometimes you're like, you know what? I want to hear this, and they're not talking about that, so I'm going to change it. So let us know stuff, you know, topics, ideas that you want to hear, that you want to hear more about. You want to hear our opinions about it. Please let that put that in a feedback on if it's iHeart, if it's Spotify, if it's Apple Podcasts, wherever you download your podcast. Let us know that in the feedback in the comment areas. And here on Twitch, we're live on Twitch, but then also on YouTube as well, Twitter. Send a message, DM us, let us know what we could do, other topics we could hit on, or other ideas, or even this or that ideas, because it's always the week I've had, I need help coming up with a this or that this week. I told you, man, I'm having nightmares of being the diner dash or the cooking dash chef. You know, the little air bubble, hot dogs. All right. Hurry up. Oh, you got to put onions on that thing. All right. Mustard. Oh. Okay.
High score. Get that high score in real life.
I completed the level. Yes. And if you're ever in the Brewers game, so we'll be there this Saturday and Friday and Saturday.
Oh, nice.
If you go to the Brewers game, we're in section 224. That's where you can find me and my teammates. I mean, my players or teammates. Yep. They're my teammates now because we're working together. We're in section S224. S224 is the section that we are in at American Family Field Brewer Stadium. And they're actually having a pretty good season. They won the last few games. So all I can hear is the crowd. I don't know what's going on. I have no time to look at my watch, look at my cell phone.
That's like 70% of the people that go to a baseball game. They don't know what's going on. They're there because it's the coolest bar in Wisconsin for 81 days a year.
And they got the best hot dog maker in the house. They don't even know it.
Yeah.
They got Amon and East League and Esports up in there doing it. What's up, Web Train? Catch you later. And but yeah, thank you for coming in, and hope everyone have a great rest of your week, and we'll see y'all next week. But who we got next week, John?
Oh, next week we have, so I was scrolling through my phone and an article from a couple years ago caught my attention from a writer for The Athletic. His name's Mark Kerrig, and he did a deep dive into Ken Griffey Jr. Presents Major League Baseball for the Super Nintendo. And a deep dive in the background of all these players' names, because Nintendo did not have the rights from the Players Union in baseball to put all the names up. So they had to come up with 699 fake names. And he'll tell us all about what he found, because it was a game that he played as a kid. And he's like, you know what? When the pandemic hit and there was no sports, he's like, I'm going in. I'm going to figure this out. And it's really a fun, interesting thing if you were into that game as a, you know, growing up.
I'm into that.
Yeah, so I love the home run derby one on that. Just hitting bombs.
King Griffey was my guy.
He's the best.
I didn't even live in Seattle when he was playing. Not even knowing I was going to be there one day. And I had Mariner jerseys with Griffey on the back, hats because of him, because he's a baller.
He is the guy of the 90s, basically. You know, they had all these other superhuman players like Griffey, or I'm sorry, like McGuire or Sosa or whatnot.
Yeah.
He is the guy that I think will be the number one guy from that era.
Yep. He is that guy. So I'm excited about this conversation next week. So catch everyone next week. And like I said, have a great rest of your week and have a great weekend as well. Be safe.
Brought to you by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.